Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Jeff Gordon, Executive Director with Fuse Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
Yeah, it's good to catch up with you. We talked right as this virus slowdown was starting out. Fortunately, you had your meeting, probably the last big industry meeting, and I wanted to touch base with you and see how your members were doing. Give us a read for how the commercial contractors across the country are making it through this economic slowdown.
It's been quite the ride the last 10 weeks. I can report today we're doing surprisingly well. You know, we've probably been off in installations and in bookings about 20% on average. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few members that are actually on target, you know, depending on what market segment they're in and where they're located. And quite frankly, you know, we thought this would have been way worse. And then the good news now is with all the states starting to open back up, our business is definitely picking up. I mean, we're getting more requests for bids, and a lot of projects that have been put on hold now have been released. Mm-hmm. So our members are actually, they feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So if we draw a graph from the end of March through April into May, this thing went down, bottomed out, and do you think it's coming back out now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, the lesson you learn in something about this, and, you know, we go through this all the time, as business owners, you're worried.
Yeah.
I mean, we were going into a situation we had no idea, and, of course, the news was so negative, and we're prepared for the worst. And, you know, where we tried to help our members was with the loan programs from the government. And we really focused on the PPP loan program and made sure we had all the information out to the members. And I would say as of today, virtually all our members signed up for it, received their funding. You know, that was a huge source of relief, you know, in a time where we know if the business hasn't been impacted right now, may be impacted in 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's two things I want to talk about in the next couple of minutes. One is that PPP, because that thing's been evolving, and I also want to talk about changes in protocols. Let's go on, since you mentioned it, to the PPP. When it was first introduced, you know, as part of the CARES Act, it was going to be about 2.5 months worth of payroll relief that was going to be forgiven. And I know you've got a lawyer, Ron Chiotti. I'm hearing that probably been some decisions made. Give us an update on that.
I don't know if I would put it as decisions that have been made. I mean, all we've been trying to do, and I know you've been following this, Kemp, the program continues to change.
Yeah.
You know, they have this FAQ. The last I looked was, I think it was up to 48 questions.
Yeah.
And the paperwork finally came out for the forgiveness. I mean, the key component of the loan is you have to keep your staffing at the average number it was at before this crisis hit, you know, to be forgiven that 2.5 month loan.
Right.
And there was a huge rush in the beginning to have to get the loans because, you know, the feds were basically saying, hey, we're going to run out of money quickly, which the first round they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now the second round has been in place for several weeks and they still have money left over. We can't really tell people what to do.
Yeah.
All we can really do is advise from our point of view as to whether it makes sense or not, and then they've got to look at their own businesses, talk to their outside consultants, and decide. But I think a lot of this stimulus money in general is going to be very impactful as we come out of this, because a lot of businesses that could have been really hurt, I don't think are going to be as affected as bad as they thought. It's just hard to say because they keep changing.
Oh, I know.
This 8 weeks may change to 16 weeks, and they may change to 75-25 because some businesses, like restaurants, for example, that's probably not fair. So a lot of it's still up in the air. So we're keeping a very close eye on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have Ron helping us with that just to make sure as changes come up that our members are all informed.
All right, let's also talk about protocols, because I know the way work's done now has changed. Tell us what changes have been made.
The interesting thing about that, everybody moved to remote working very quickly, and even in the states that have opened up, a lot of the members have been very slow to move to get people back to the office. And the reason why, quite frankly, is the remote working has been fine. So our businesses, the way we're set up, you know, with estimating and in purchasing and job costing and everything else, it's most everyone has online systems that they use. So we were very easy to transfer people home, and it didn't impact the businesses. You know, the members that are bringing people back are doing it in shifts, like they have an A team that comes in 1 week and a B team the next week, and, mm-hmm. you know, all different ways like that. But our fundamental business itself, the way it runs, is really pretty similar.
Wait a minute. Here comes a light on in your head. You're thinking, this is the way we're doing our business, and yet we make money based on change-outs in flooring, utilization of commercial space, and there are multiple segments out there, and the biggest one is office. So what's the new normal going to look like? Are we going to have less people working in offices down the road, you think?
You know, there's been so much speculation about that, Kemp. It's hard to say. I think one of the most interesting things that came out of the CARES Act is this 100% tax credit for improvements to an office.
Yeah,
I think the office environment is going to be affected in a positive way there. The second thing is, you know, from a renovation point of view, and I'm talking strictly offices at this point, you know, a lot of people are going to have to reconfigure their office, mm-hmm. you know, for social distancing.
Right.
And they may have a need for floor covering that shows a certain path and, you know, the right direction. So we're actually pretty bullish on that part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the tax credits is really the biggest thing. And the school business has been relatively good already.
Mm-hmm.
Because since children haven't been in school, they've been renovating, and we feel hospitality is going to come roaring back as well.
Yeah. You've told us what's going on now, and I'm glad to hear from you, too, that the business is probably off, you know, 20-25%, because that's what we're hearing from the supplier side. So
mm-hmm.
that's good that it's matching like that. And that there is admittedly a backlog of business, but there's going to be down the road probably another dip to come, wouldn't you think?
Well, and that's the thing we're looking at now. You know, the Architectural Billings Index now is under 30, which is really low.
Yeah.
And, of course, that could change in May. April's was not a good number, and
right.
that generally tells us that the amount of work coming up down the road is going to be severely limited. But on the other hand, we have a lot more activity right now than we would have thought. So our only concern moving forward is in 3 months, it might be 6 months, there could be a real dip in business.
Uh-huh.
But the unknown there is what the demand looks like. And I think, too, what the stimulus has done, and maybe we'll dodge a bullet there. It's just hard to say.
Yeah. You know, one thing I would like to remind everybody is that, you know, we had the Spanish flu, and then we had the Roaring Twenties. So maybe the end is not coming.
Yeah, I mean, we feel really good. And one thing the network's done that we're very proud of, we've been doing Zoom calls every week, not only with the board, but also with the members. And it's really brought our group together.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've kind of shamed people into putting their videos on,
yeah.
which makes a big difference on a call when you're looking at people's faces. And we've had a lot of activity from members that maybe weren't as engaged in the network as some of the others. And,
mm-hmm.
and the idea sharing on those calls has been superb.
All right, Jeff, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for giving us a read for what's going on in the commercial contracting business. Again, I've been talking to Jeff Gordon, Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.